For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU softball team is Michaela Poggle, a senior outfielder out of Cronenwetter, Wisconsin. And first of all, Michaela, your teammates call you Willie. Where did you get that nickname?
My dad gave it to me when I was really little, like eight, probably. And my best friend Elena played here when I first came, so it just carried over and stuck. Like, all of my friends have called me that my whole life. Most of them didn't even know my name was Michaela.
Okay, where did Willie come from?
It's like a lot. It was like Matilda and then Tilly, and then it like transferred to Willie. So like, it's just like a random thing that stuck.
Well, this season has been kind of crazy because of the weather. You guys have only played six games here at home, and all six of those were on the artificial turf over at the Chet Anderson Stadium. What's it been like having to deal with all these weather woes?
It's hard. It's hard to like make adjustments of all of a sudden, oh, we're going on a road trip, like we're not at home anymore, or just switching, especially since like freshman year we were so lucky and we had like the best year they had for a long time. Like, we had all of our home games, we had some like switched, so it's just been interesting to, you know, you have to experience it being in Bemidji, going this far north.
Absolutely. Well, you only have six games left. Can you believe it? Four of those will be here at home this weekend. What's your team hoping to get out of these last six games?
You know, finish strong, like come together as a team, enjoy ourselves, and get some wins for each other, and finish out the year strong.
You've got a road trip in between all that. What do you know about your opponent?
You know, each game, you're kind of, at this point, you just got to go in looking for wins no matter what. It's hard. You don't want to look at, like, where teams are ranked, because anyone can beat anyone. And you always want to think about, like, the game doesn't know who's supposed to win. So just kind of, we'll look at them, but going in trying to win.
Your team had such great success on spring break, your trip, and won a lot of those games. Is that one of your favorite memories from your senior year so far?
Yeah, I think that was definitely fun. Winning is enjoyable. Just having, like, you know, a 10-game winning streak, coming together, getting those wins, definitely very enjoyable and fun time.
And then getting to bond with your teammates, obviously traveling with this group. What's it been like?
Having a small team, it's like we can be a lot closer. It's, you know, they're like your sisters. Sometimes you fight because we're with each other so much. But at the end of the day, like, you love them all. Hang out with them outside of softball.
Of your 4 years here at BSU, what's going to be the one thing you take away from Bemidji State?
Probably just the memories and the friendships. A lot of times, you know, people tell you, oh, you're never going to remember the games. You're just going to remember the memories, experiences. And you always think that's not true. But even looking back when I'm little, like, I don't remember any of my games. I remember being with my friends. So I think we're going to remember the same kind of things.
There are six of you seniors this year. How close-knit are you? You guys have had to face a lot of adversity, but is this group going to be friends like down the road forever?
Yeah, I definitely think so. We've obviously gone through a lot together. Like, it's a pretty like nice chunk of us. So we've gone through a lot. We broke records at the school. We were here when we had, you know, amazing seasons, had some bumpier ones. So we've really gone through a lot together and made very good bonds.
Jessica Burlingame obviously just recently broke a record, and she's also going to go into the draft to play pro. What's it like having a teammate that, you know, is trying to continue on?
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's a new professional league. It's just, they've been out for a couple years, this league she's drafting into, and so it's really cool that she wants to go on and do it. It's exciting. You know, definitely cheering her on, wishing the best for her.
What are your plans after BSU?
I am going to become a physical education teacher. So in the fall, I'm going to be student teaching in Proctor and living there. And then after that, I think I want to become a softball GA somewhere and go to grad school.
Where do you hope to land? Where would you like to live?
I want to go to like the East Coast, somewhere new, get some new experiences.
Student teaching, what grade will you be teaching?
I will be certified for K-12. So my student teaching, I'm going to do 4 weeks of middle school health and then 12 weeks of middle school and special education, physical education.
What's been your favorite class that you've taken here at BSU and your favorite professor?
I don't know, a lot of my like major classes I really enjoy because it's like what I like to do. So like there's a lot where you're getting to learn how to teach physical activity, but you get to do it too. So it's a lot of fun. But favorite professor would definitely be Dr. Norman, or Norm. So we've been very close as my advisor, helping out with softball. Like freshman year, she was helping out still and stuff. So it's been really fun to get to talk with her and have her as both a professor and help with like softball and stuff in that way.
The sun is shining. It's Monday and your softball field is looking great. How excited are you guys to get out on it?
Very excited. First practice all year that we've gotten to be on our own field, or practice on a field in general. So it's very exciting. Getting fly balls, I'm very excited. It'll be a lot of fun. So looking forward to it.
Enjoy the rest of the year. Congratulations on 4 great years here at BSU, Michaela.
Thank you.